like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Plants.
Iris.
Are smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living
give
without any fuss.
Us.
Water,
water,
sun, and air.
And
are
sun.
All they need to grow. I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants
ooh
are generous souls.
Ooh.
They feed on the
hey, want to talk to Dave? Dave wants to talk to you. Dave Fazio, pinch hitting for Gwen Kilcher on today's Garden Talk and today only. Dave Fazio, owner of Sonoma Mission Gardens for some 40 years out there at Craig and Arnold Drive, a true landmark in Sonoma County. If you've lived here some or all of your life and not visited, you're really missing the boat. You'll say, my gosh, why haven't I come out here before? It's got a magnificent assortment of plants and landscape materials, just designed beautifully. Lots of birds, some goats. It's a beautiful way to get out of the heat and walk around the nursery for a bit. Mr. Fazio himself is also on staff at the Horticulture Department of the Santa Rosa Junior College, has been teaching multiple courses for many, many years and answering gardening questions since 1992 to about 2007, helping thousands of KS Arto Garden Talk listeners. So, during this hour, put him to work. 636-1350. No one on hold at this moment. Easy to get in with questions about what's going right, what's going wrong in your yard or garden. Is it too late to plant? Fill in the blank. Should I be pruning? Fill in the blank. Dave, I've got some nosy neighbors. What would be a good landscape privacy hedge? Fill in the blank. What should you be looking ahead in fall, thinking about repurposing a corner once to know does well in the shade? Dave has lots of suggestions. 636-1350. Or if you want to shoot us an email and accompany that with a photo, steve@ksro.com. It's really as simple as that. I don't want to nag, but we are having a heat wave. So do you use shade cloth in the nursery to protect sensitive plants? What are you guys doing? Just increase watering or what?
Well, because, I mean, we can't increase watering too much because we already, on the smaller plants especially, water usually and during the summertime twice a day.
Okay, so that's
because they've got very little root volume compared to the top of the plant and stuff. But on occasion, if things are expected, like tomorrow, they're talking about major heat and stuff, there might be some crop or something of that nature. But we try to keep the shade plants in a shady area and the sun plants in an area that will tolerate more sunshine and do quite well that way. But no, we don't do a lot of shade cloth. Something that's really interesting to use at this time of the year, and a lot of people aren't aware of it, is there's a product called Cloud Cover, which is one of the materials that is highly recommended to help protect things from the winter cold. And if you use it on things that are in a sunnier area and that you're risking sunburn on, quite often it will protect it from the sunburn because what it does is it decreases the transpiration loss, the moisture loss out of your foliage. And I was really quite amazed because a number of years ago I was up at a property on Cavedale, I think it was, or Trinity, one of the really hot area, and they had taken out a bunch of pines that had borers in them, and there was a gorgeous rhododendron grove underneath it. And they use Cloud Cover on these rhododendrons at the beginning of spring, and they did it, I think, 3 times during the dry season. And they had almost no burn, and these things were growing in full sun. It was really amazing how well they did. So that's a good product to think about if you've got things that you're afraid of them getting a little sunburned.
Okay, both vegetables, you could not stay away from vegetables.
You couldn't use it on the vegetables and stuff, but generally if you've got adequate water, they'll droop a little bit during the heat, and then they'll pick themselves back up. It's just that, you know, during the heat, the excessive heat, when it spikes like this, the plant's not used to getting a lot of water out of the ground, so it wilts. And it'll take it a while you know, you'll usually see it in the late afternoon or mid-afternoon, and they'll start drooping a little bit and look like they're needing a drink. And if there's moisture there, they'll pick back up and be fine in the evening.
Except for our lettuces, I think they're going to bite the dust probably.
Depending on how well established they are, and if they've got moisture, they should be okay. It's just that with the warm weather, they're going to have a tendency to want to go to seed and spike.
And can you, off the top of your head, think about plants that we especially susceptible to sun scald or burn, that cloud cover would be a good choice for?
Rhododendrons, Rhodies, camellias,
azaleas, things like
that. Yeah, hydrangeas. You know, if for some reason you've got them in a little bit too much sun and stuff, the cloud cover would probably help them a great deal on a hot day like today. But if they're in the shaded area, there's really not much you can do, and the cloud cover isn't going to make a big difference.
And shade cloth?
Shade cloth is like putting an umbrella over the top of something. It'll keep it cooler and keep the direct sun from burning it. Don't overhead water in the middle of the day when it's really hot. You know, make sure your plants have got plenty of moisture, but put it down on the ground.
Very good. Al, good morning. Welcome to Garden Talk live at KSRO. What can we do for you, Al?
Well, I've got a plum cot tree that I got from a graft, and it's in a about a 20-gallon container now. I wanted to know what's the smallest container I could keep that in, and how long can I keep it in there, and how do I fertilize it organically as it eats up its nutrients?
You've got it in, how big is the tree now? You said you got it in a 20-gallon container, but...
Yeah, it's 3 years old.
Does that...
And it's about 4 or 5 feet.
You probably should be able to hold it in that size container for 3 or 4 or 5 more years, depending on how much feeding you do of it and how much production you want out of the tree. The big thing is, as it grows and is in that container and becomes more and more root bound, just make sure that you watch it closer for water, because it doesn't want to dry out and it's going to need more moisture. And then organically, as far as fertilizing is concerned, it depends on what you like to use. There's all kinds of organic fertilizers out there. There's stuff like fish emulsion, there's Maxi, there's compost, you know, any of those things will
work.
Right,
so you're thinking maybe a liquid fertilizer.
Yeah, you might.
Because in a pot, as opposed to, I know I've used pellets from Harmony in the past, but they're, you could scratch them in, but I think they do better when they're actually mixed into the soil, but then they deplete after a while.
Yeah, well, any kind of fertilizer you're going to use, especially if it's got nitrogen in it, the nitrogen will get moved through the soil rapidly. And because it's in a container, you're watering a lot more, so the nitrogen is going to be less effective for the tree. And And if you go to using a liquid fertilizer, you're going to find that you want to do that more frequently than a drier fertilizer.
Correct. Okay. How long till it starts fruiting?
You said it was 3 years old from graft. I would have thought that you'd have seen some flowers on it this spring.
Nope.
Nothing yet, huh?
Nothing yet.
I would say it's going to happen in the next year or two, but you know, without seeing the particular plant, because if it's 5 feet tall and it's 3 years old, it should be, and it was grafted, it should be.
Well, it was a graft from, you know, it was a bare root graft that I got from the Exotic Fruit Growers Association.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it should have come off of an older tree, which would mean that it should start flowering at a younger age. So I would say if it didn't happen this year, probably next year.
Okay. Well, I'll stay on top of it then.
Okay.
Thanks for your call, Al.
Thank you for your time.
Our pleasure. Not your pleasure. Well, I hope it was your pleasure also, calling us from Sebastopol this morning. Back to Santa Rosa we go. Nita, it is your turn. Welcome to Garden Talk live at KSRO. Hi, Nita. You're on with Dave Fazio.
Oh, greetings. Hi.
Hi.
I've been given a key lime. Oh, a friend, I grew up at the nursery, and she bought it for me. A key lime tree, tiny little tree, and can it grow in a container? I'm in a mobile community.
The key lime is going to need protection from the winter cold because they don't like the cold up here very well. And so having it in a container against your mobile community or in your mobile community between two units or something is going to be a little bit more cold protected. And if it's a dwarf key lime, you could start it out in a smaller container and eventually go to like a half wine barrel size. And it should last virtually years for you in that size of container. Just watch it for the winter cold. And do what you can to protect it.
So it looks like it's going to push some fruit. It had flowers on it when we got it.
Mm-hmm.
And those are gone. And it looks like it wants to push some fruit out. Should I wait to put it in a wine barrel?
If you can get it out of the container it's in and move it into a new soil without doing a lot of damage to the root system, then I wouldn't worry about it. But if you do a lot of damage to the root system, you're going to find that a lot of the fruit will drop off in transplanting.
Okay. So if I just kind of slice down the side of this plastic pot and kind of wiggle it into the dirt and
Don't, you know, a lot of people will tell you to break the root ball up and stuff when you're transplanting. Just don't get carried away with that. A little scratching on the side to break up the roots if they're wrapped a little bit and move it into the new soil and keep an eye on it for water. And again, with this heat spell we've got going right now, I think I would wait maybe a week or 10 days till the weather drops back to a little bit more like normal.
Okay. And then how do I feed it? Do you need to fertilize it during the season?
Yeah. Citrus, I would just find a good citrus fertilizer that you're happy with, either citrus food, or you could use miracid if you've got miracid around, or, you know, but you want a little bit of an acid-based fertilizer for it.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Well, I'm going to wait for it to cool off before I do much of anything outside.
Yes. Keep an eye on it for water in the meantime.
Yes. Yeah. I'm keeping I'm keeping her feet wet, as they say.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for your call, Nita.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Good talking with you. Continuing our little tour of the Sonoma Mission Gardens, I noticed beautiful Japanese maples. Good prices on some Japanese maples for the 2 gallon size, I thought. Mm-hmm. Hydrangeas. Lots of different hydrangeas out in the nursery.
Yeah, there's a couple of varieties of hydrangea that the oak leaf hydrangea has become extremely popular, and it's almost evergreen.
Oh,
and then there's one called PG, which the two of those will tolerate a lot more sun than the old-fashioned big poofy flowering hydrangeas that most people are familiar with. But there are lots of hydrangeas to work with and use, and those two also don't require as much moisture as the old-fashioned does.
So the good ones to think about, and Daphne, of course. We just planted a couple of Daphnes. Perfume Princess?
Mm-hmm.
Really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else did I see? Oh, you know what I saw? It was kind of tucked away in part of the nursery were some yucca plants. These were really beautiful. They were white flowering yucca plants, and I really like the look of those.
Yeah, and there's some dwarf forms with, gold stripes in them or gold bands on the leaves and stuff. So they're much more interesting than just plain old-fashioned yuccas.
Yeah, that's what caught my eye.
Very drought tolerant.
Yeah.
Takes the heat really well, and the deer leave them alone.
That's all on my checklist. Deer resistant, drought tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good for those. And then, of course, I saw your stand of giant timber bamboo in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Those were spectacular. Did you plant those, or did they come with the nursery?
The bamboo that's right around the main sales area of the nursery was planted in the mid-50s, and most of what's there is what they call Hinnan bamboo, which is not truly a giant timber. It gets big.
What's it called again?
Hinnan. H-E-N-O-N.
Okay.
It makes an excellent windbreak and screen sort of thing. And way out back in the back end of the property, I have the giant timber.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it stands almost 65 feet tall. And the canes can be 6-8 inches, sometimes even larger in diameter. Stunning. But it's a whole different look because it's bare on the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and then all the foliage is way up in the air on you.
And that's 50, 60 years old? the timber bamboo?
No, that apparently from talking to the original owner, she had planted some and she never saw it. And in 1990, I think it was, we had the hard, cold winter.
Yeah, we did, yes.
That following spring, this thing popped out of the ground. And it just has taken off and flourished ever since. But it's giant timber, and it's really beautiful and really neat.
It is. I don't think there's a strand like it anywhere I've ever seen in Sonoma County. I wonder.
Maybe.
Bamboo Saucery or one of those places?
Maybe one of the bamboo specialists may have one. But, yeah, it's a nice bamboo, and that's the one that they use for building skyscrapers and making floors and cutting boards and all kinds of stuff out of.
It's tough as nails, isn't it? Mm-hmm. We'll take a break. Back with Dave Fazio. No waiting if you want to talk with the master, Dave Fazio, Sonoma Mission Gardens, SRJC horticultural instructor, a lifetime spent with plants, 636-1350. He's only here today. Gwen's back next Saturday having a well-deserved time off. Or you can also email Dave. The email is steve@ksro.com. If you want to shoot us a photo, a picture of a plant that's defying identification or is having problems, Dave can do you a personal one-on-one consult. We'll be right back. No one on hold at this moment.
Weather every 30 minutes on KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Buying Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? DuraZone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. DuraZone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to DuraZone.
DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bayer Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted best farmers market in Sonoma County. You'll enjoy exploring all they have to offer. Right now, it's time for garden starts and microgreens. They're available along with fresh veggies, healthy mixed salad greens, and hothouse tomatoes. All stone fruit is in. Peaches, cherries, and plums, and all the berries. Blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, and strawberries. When choosing meat, discover the quality of local beef, pork, lamb, chicken, and freshly made sausages. Min-hee Korean cuisine is serving up her popular Korean egg rolls. Enjoy Tal's delicious falafels, and Anello Crab and Seafood offers the best clam chowder. Santa Rosa's Original Certified Farmers Market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thanks, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Highway heroes needed immediately. We've all been there. Keys locked in the car, flat tire, or out of gas, dead car battery, or you need a tow. Wouldn't it be rewarding to be the champion that makes a difference in that person's day?
Creams Towing is a leader in the industries of transportation and safety. They're looking for people with the ambition and drive to continue to keep Creams ahead of the pack. Are you a Class A driver looking for a great company to work for? Interested in learning the towing business? Creams is expanding and wants to add several drivers. With the largest fleet of medium and heavy-duty transport vehicles in the area, including a state-of-the-art 50-ton wrecker, you'll learn from the best. Openings for Class A and C. Creams will teach the right candidates.
Do honorable work and be a hero on the highway. Call Arlene at Creams, 588-1250. Competitive compensation and benefits. Creams Towing, 588-1250.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Six three six 1350. If you'd like to meet Dave Fazio one-on-one on the phone. He has time now for any gardening questions, or you can shoot us an email. Dear Dave, looking for a medium height evergreen border plant for my patio. Mostly shade and some filtered sun part of the day. And that's from Pam up in Healdsburg, California. She did send us a photo. And you can tell that you said, Dave, you got to look about 14 inches of plantable space here.
Yeah, it's a pretty tiny width on the border, but it looks like it goes around the patio. And depending on the look she wanted, I mean, if she's looking for something a little bit more formal, she could probably do azaleas. Or there's a little shrub called Sarcococca, which is a nice evergreen with white flowers that have got a little bit of scent to it and is usually followed by either a red or a black berry.
Could you spell that one?
S-A-R-C-O-C-O-C-C-A.
Okay.
Sarcococca.
Okay.
And, you know, or azaleas would work in that area, too, to look at it. If she wants something a little less formal, she could do an assortment of things like some azaleas and some ferns and some abutilon, the flowering maples. And,
oh, that's nice.
And then there's, you know, she's in her picture, she's got a... it looks like a native honeysuckle that is kind of growing against her fence, but she could also do jasmines or something if she wants something that would grow up the fence for her.
And in shade, they'll do okay?
The jasmines will tolerate the shade pretty well. And then there's another thing called creeping fig, which is an evergreen, nothing dramatic in the line of flowers, but it'll actually stick to the fence and grow right up it too.
Better than ivy.
Much better than ivy. Ivy would work well in there, too, but I don't, no. I mean, I'm not a big ivy nut.
Do people still ask for ivy to be planted?
Every once in a while, yes.
Okay.
But the thing is, you know, there's a lot of English ivies, which are smaller leaved and much better behaved. And also, because of the shape of the leaf or the coloration in the leaf and stuff, they're pretty nice. There's one called Glacier that's got a white variegation, and there's Gold Heart with a yellow heart in the middle of it and stuff. And they're not as overpowering as the old-fashioned Algerian ivy is.
You know, I always think, I mean, it's a terrible thing to say, but I always think of ivy as like habitat for rats.
Well, the Algerian ivy is known as a habitat for rats, which is the big-leafed ivy. And, you know, it comes in green or it comes in the variegated form. But it does make a very dense foliage, and the rats love to run through it.
Oh, well, thank you. So there's some suggestions for you, Pam. A lot of different suggestions, actually, for you for that planting. If you need more info, give us a call, 636-1350. And it's funny because, Dave, you mentioned before you went on saying, well, she's saying medium height. What does that mean? For some people, it's 2 to 4 feet. Some people, 5 to 6 feet. Not quite sure.
Well, it depends on what they're comparing it to. You know, if you look for a medium height tree versus a medium height shrub or whatever, you're going to get an entire. But in seeing the concrete and the fence,
yes.
Anything that's going to grow much more than a couple of feet there is going to also be all over her patio. So she's going to be continually pruning it.
Yeah. So that's got to take that into consideration, too. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll be right back to Dave Fazio, 636-1350. You have about 30 minutes left on the show. We're Steve at KSRO.
News, talk, weather, traffic, sports. Sonoma County's News Talk 1350, FM 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted best farmers market in Sonoma County. You'll enjoy exploring all they have to offer. Right now, it's time for garden starts and microgreens. They're available along with fresh veggies, healthy mixed salad greens, and hothouse tomatoes. All stone fruit is in. Peaches, cherries, and plums, and all the berries. Blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, and strawberries. When choosing meat, discover the quality of local beef, pork, lamb, chicken, and freshly made sausages. Min Hee Korean Cuisine is serving up her popular Korean egg rolls. Enjoy Tal's delicious falafels, and Anello Crab and Seafood offers the best clam chowder. Santa Rosa's Original Certified Farmers Market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thanks, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Hey, homeowners, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. We did it. We made it through the Great Recession, and home values are up. Now you can finally benefit from the housing recovery. For a free home value analysis, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Maybe now you can knock out some of those home improvement projects, like adding a new roof, kitchen, or flooring. You can even add solar with a cash-out refinance. Do you still have high credit card payments? Use your home's equity at a low fixed mortgage to get rid of that expensive debt and sleep well again. Bay Equity can help you celebrate the housing recovery. Treat yourself to improving your home or reduce your credit card balances with a cash out refinance from Bay Equity Home Loans. To see if you qualify, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and our California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
Hi, I'm Roger Maples with Maples Service. At Maples Service, we are ready to take care of all your plumbing needs, from a leaky faucet to a water heater or even a sewer line backup. Our goal at Maples Service is 100% customer satisfaction. Maples Service, your plumber for life.
If you need to have some plumbing done and you want to know what to do, call Maples Service first and we'll take care of you.
It's time for corn dogs, cotton candy, and carnival rides. The Sonoma Marin Fair, June 21st to the 25th, where all the concerts and carnival rides are included in your pay-one-price admission. Concerts by Tower of Power, Jana Kramer, Loverboy, and John Michael Montgomery, Fiesta Latina on Sunday. Exotic animals, silly pig races, the world's ugliest dog contest, and sprint car races. The Sonoma Marin Fair, June 21st to the 25th in Petaluma. Don't stand in line, buy online at sonoma-marinfair.com.
For the second time, the jury in Bill Cosby's sex assault trial told a judge it's deadlocked, and this time he didn't order them back to work. He declared a mistrial. ABC News legal analyst Dan Abrams says the outcome is not a huge surprise.
This was a tough case from the beginning, and I think a lot of people feared that there could be a hung jury here. Because remember, even if these jurors believed that it might have happened, or probably happened, just as Andrea Constand laid it out, that's not enough for proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
Montgomery County DA Kevin Steele says he and his team are not giving up.
We will evaluate and review our case. We will take a hard look at everything involved, and then we will retry it.
Cosby's accuser, Constand, says the entertainer drugged and molested her at a suburban Philadelphia home back in 2004. He says it was consensual. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Heat advisory in effect today through Monday. Today, mostly sunny at 94, 68 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 61, 59 on the shores. Be hotter even for tomorrow at 99 degrees, might cross over 100, 72 on the coast. Mostly sunny and still warm on Monday at 90 degrees. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Good morning, Lee. Welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO. You're on with Dave Fazio. Hi.
Hi, and thank you for this wonderful show.
Sure.
Yes, I would like to ask about a bougainvillea that I just purchased. It's kind of a salmon color, a little bit pink salmon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, I don't know, 3 feet tall, I guess, in a pot. It'll stay in a pot. It's going to be on a concrete with a shade protection for the pot itself, and it's going to be growing up a wooden wall that's painted. Now, my question is, oh, and it's a southwest wall. So my question is, since it's growing up the wall, can it do it itself, or do I have to pin it up or somehow make it sturdy?
The bougainvillea, because the means that it grows by are the thorns that it has. So you're probably going to have to put either some wires or something or some sort of ties to get it to grow up the wall itself. It sounds like you've got a nice hot spot for it, which should be really good for the bougainvillea, though.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think you're probably going to have to find some means of support, whether it's, you know, some eye bolts with wires run or what exactly, or just even putting a trellis in behind it and tying it to the trellis. It depends on how big you want it to get.
Right. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call, Lee. Good talking with you. 636-1350. We could take another call right now for Dave Fazio in the KS Ortho Greenhouse. For any plant nerd out there, Dave, do you have anything really unusual at the nursery that you're that maybe is in bloom or we should be looking at if we're going to go out to the nursery?
I don't think they've, because I just came in, and I don't think they've got flowers on them yet, but there's a thing called Amorphophyllus, which is better known as voodoo lily or devil's tongue, and it is closely related to the stink, what do they call it, the death plant or the stink plant that's blooming at the moment down at the...
California carnivores?
No, down in the city.
In San Francisco.
In the arboretum.
Yes.
And it does, again, this is another one of those things that gets pollinated by beetles and stuff, so it's got a little bit of a foul smell to it. Uh-huh. But it's a black, it sort of looks like a big black calla lily, and the foliage is really kind of unique on it. But there's some of those available, and that's probably the most unique thing we've got at the moment.
Is it not a tropical? It would do okay even in our winters?
Oh, yeah. It'll do very well here. It'll die back to the ground in the winter, and then it'll come up in the springtime.
Wow.
You know, speaking of that, I had some out back in a corner that I don't go into all the time. I'm going to have to see if they're growing back there again this year or not.
My son, who listens to the show occasionally, sent me this wonderful photo and thought we might be interested in this on Garden Talk. I'd never heard of this product, Dave. I just showed you a photo of this. It's called the Turtle Robot Weeder. It's made by the folks that make Roomba.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little vacuum cleaner that it's on its own. So they've tried to transpose this idea for indoor vacuuming into outdoor weeding, the same concept. And we've looked at the specs on this. And it may be a little bit premature to release this out in the public because it's very specific. It's site specific as to far as what it can do.
Right.
If you've got a nice uninterrupted flat area that needs weeding with not plants closely spaced together, it should do pretty well.
Yeah, because there's nothing in there about it being able to determine a weed from a real plant or whatever. So
you would certainly have.
It almost seems like they should develop that for a lawn area.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I mean, and that way you wouldn't have to go out and push a mower or start a old gas engine or something and let it go.
Well, you need to space your crops, like you said, carefully so they can kill the weeds in between. And then you also got to make sure it doesn't have to go up a big incline because it doesn't do well with steep inclines. And then, like you said, there's going to have to be some type of barrier to prevent it from wandering away.
Yeah.
You've got to have a fenced area.
And from what I got out of that, you also have to have a barrier around each of your individual plants so it doesn't eat them up, too, because it doesn't know the difference.
Yes. So if you're willing to invest maybe all of that time and energy and supervise it, it could help with cutting down weeds, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They're looking at...
I think mulching and weed barrier would be much easier.
Yeah, they just released this, actually, 3-4 days ago, the specs on this. And it looks like they're going to price it around $300. It's not inexpensive.
Yeah.
But they're thinking that it's going to pay for itself over time. I don't know. But you should go online if you're interested in looking at this. It's called the Turtill. It's one word, Turtill robot. And it's made by the same people that did Roomba.
Yeah. Interesting concept, but I think it's got a ways to go in their development of it.
You think so?
I'd be a little afraid to turn it loose in my garden.
Yeah, me too. 636-1350 is the number to call to talk one-on-one to Dave Fazio. He's only here for 20 minutes more, and who knows when he'll be back. Gwen is back next Saturday, which is good news. And it's great that Dave Fazio from Sonoma Mission Guards was able to pinch hit today. If you want to talk to Dave, we have lots of open lines at this moment. A lot of people getting ready for Father's Day weekend. There's so much going on in and around wine country today. But if you're so inclined, we'd love to talk gardening. You can also shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com.
I'm Clark Wolf. Listen to At the Table with Clark Wolf, Saturdays noon to 1, right here on KSRO.
Hello, I'm Joyce DeFalla, the Assistant Minister at the Center for Spiritual Living, Santa Rosa. You may have heard our program, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun, a half hour of practical spiritual inspiration at 8:30 on Sunday mornings. We'd also like to invite you to visit our book and gift store, Stepping Stones Books and Gifts, where you'll find a wide range of metaphysical and spiritual books, CDs, and DVDs, as well as many gift items for the spiritually inclined. Stepping Stones Books and Gifts is open Saturday through Wednesday. Please call for our hours, 707-546-4543. That's Stepping Stones Books and Gifts at the Center for Spiritual Living, 2075 Occidental Road. You can also visit Stepping Stones online at steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. That's one word, steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. And don't forget, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun at 8:30 on Sunday mornings.
In a parking lot, close to home, or on the freeway, if your car gets dinged or damaged, you need someone you can trust. Rich is from Rich's Auto Body was born and raised in Petaluma. And for over 23 years, Rich has been repairing everything from the smallest ding to complete restorations. Rich's Auto Body will get your car back to better than new with 100% satisfaction. With their state-of-the-art measuring systems and using OEM parts, your car is in good hands at Rich's Auto Body. Rich's also proudly offers Rhino's Protective Spray-On Coating, the dominant leader in the truck bed lining industry with a lifetime guarantee. Motorhome, commuter car, or hot rod, take your damaged vehicle to Rich's, where the dealerships and local police get their cars fixed. Free estimates with no appointments needed at Rich's Auto Body. Two locations in Petaluma on the boulevard, north or south. Rich's Auto Body is Petaluma Pride.
Start your next search for a new or used vehicle at CarClickGo.com. You'll find twice as many vehicles at CarClickGo than any of the national sites. CarClickGo connects you directly to a local auto dealer of your choice. There's no one in the middle selling your contact information. For your next auto, truck, or SUV, start where more and more of your neighbors are searching right now at CarClickGo.com. You can now search securely and find the most new and used vehicles now available throughout the North Bay at CarClickGo.com.
Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Go!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Helen. Welcome to KSRO and Garden Talk. You're on with Dave Fazio. Good morning.
Good morning. I was wondering if you gents might know where I could find good-sized portions of already cut lavender.
Of already cut lavender?
Yeah, the blooms.
I don't know if
that at the farmer's market?
The farmer's market would be one place to check out. There used to be a lavender farm in Healdsburg. There used to be one in Kenwood, and there was also one in Sonoma. But over the years, I don't know if they're still in existence.
Well, I can check online for that. The Healdsburg one. I think I've been to the one. I've been to one of those, but the Healdsburg. I didn't realize this one that would be close by. I'll check there.
Yeah, there's out on. I want to say Dry Creek Road, but it's the road that goes west of Healdsburg. at the south end.
It's Dragonfly Farms.
There it is. There's Dragonfly, and there's, I think, another place out there that may have lavender cut.
And, you know, I'm wondering, the new flower collective out in Sebastopol.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, it just opened a few weeks ago in the Barlow. You should check that out.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a couple. I don't have all the particulars in front of me, and I don't have the names of the women that put this together, but it's a North Bay Flower Collective where they really are exclusively trying to source and sell locally raised flowers. As you know, the international flower trade is rife with problems. So I would check them. I don't have the name in front of me, but I know they're open for business.
No worries.
But check that out. And there's, you know, there's the Lavender Bee Farm in Petaluma, but they're not open to the public. They raise thousands of lavenders, but it's not open to the public. So like you said, Dave, certainly farmers markets would be a good source.
And also down in Sonoma, we have a place called the White Barn on Highway 12.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And they do a lot of flowers for the flower market. And if worse came to worse, there is on the end of... is it Mendocino still out there where Friedman's is? Sequoia Floral Products, who buys at the market in San Francisco and sells to a lot of the florists. They might be able to help you out.
I forgot all about Sequoia. I'm routinely
there.
Yeah,
and I could make a phone call before going down there and see if they've got it in stock because I need relatively fresh.
Yeah, I would. Those are all good sources. Sequoia certainly would be the first one I would call because they cater to the trade and also they're open to the public too.
Right. Okay, gents, well, stay cool, and thank you very much.
Thanks, Helen. Good talking with you. Well, that was a different question. I don't think we've ever had that question on the show. Continuing on my virtual tour of Sonoma Mission Gardens, plants that really caught my eye when I was out there, I saw a flannel bush that I liked. Are you still fond of flannel bush?
No.
Not anymore. You have it for sale.
We have them for sale because it's a California native, and they're gorgeous when they're in bloom. The big thing is they need exceptionally good drainage.
Oh, okay.
There's been a couple of them that have lasted for 25 or 30 years planted on the JC property, but I've seen them planted in many places where a year or two, and then they're gone.
So but if you got the right setting, it's a great plant.
Yeah.
You know what I've seen more of this year than I can, maybe it's just because we have them planted in our backyard, is smoke trees.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a remarkably resilient, tough plant. We cut ours back because it was getting out of control. We thought, well, it'll make it or not. It is back with a vengeance.
Smoke trees are interesting because if you cut them back hard in the wintertime when they're dormant, you'll end up with these gorgeous, huge leaves on them. And if you don't do a lot of pruning on them, then you end up getting the flowers, where they get the name, the smoke bushes.
Yeah.
And over the last probably 5 or 7 years, they've got things called champagne and limelight and I don't know what all, but they come in a lot of assorted leaf colorations. And again, they're drought tolerant and generally deer resistant.
Well, they do great. But this is the classic dark purple smoke tree.
Yeah,
And it does wonderful. It's been a great addition to our backyard. 636-1350, if you'd like to reach Dave Fazio. We have a few minutes left in the show. Joe from Santa Rosa, welcome to Garden Talk. Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good day for staying inside.
If you have air conditioning.
Oh, no. I just have lots of good insulation.
Good.
I have a question regarding a Chinese tallow.
Uh-huh.
I got it when Empire was still on Guerneville Road.
Yeah.
So it gives you an idea how old it is. But it's never bloomed.
It's never bloomed?
No. It's got a good size head. It's got a good size, probably 4 to 5 inch trunk on it.
I'm wondering if it really hasn't bloomed or if you're looking for something. It's got these little minuscule blossoms that are kind of a yellowish color that are on these long, skinny tassels. And
I've never seen a small tassel on there.
Huh. Because they usually flower in, I would say, late June, July area. Because I've got one at the nursery there. And that thing flowers every year consistently. And sometimes it'll set seed pods. But It's not a particularly showy thing.
Okay.
The tassel itself might be 2.5-3 inches long, and maybe a quarter of an inch or slightly in diameter. And the blossoms are like maybe a 16th of an inch across, maybe
kind
even
of
less.
Like a jujube then flower.
Yeah, yeah, they're really tiny, and they come on a little tassel and stuff.
Well, I'll give it a few more years, and yeah. Maybe I'll beat the trunk a bit.
That would be another alternative. The thing, that tree is normally not, you know, grown because of its flowering ability. It's grown for the foliage because it's small and heart-shaped, and then the fall red color you get out of that is really great.
Yeah. All right. I will give it a little more time. And
how many years have you had this?
Well, as I told Dave, I had it since Empire was on Guerneville Road.
Okay, so that could be 10 years you've had this?
Darn close, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably. Yeah, which is surprising.
Yeah.
And you've got it in a container?
No, it's
in the ground.
Hmm? Yeah.
Boy, I'm surprised because I know that thing of mine is... it's probably 30 plus years old, but it's been blooming for, I think I put it there as a 5-gallon can, and it seemed like it started blooming about 2 years later.
Hmm. Maybe I've just missed it.
Well, keep it, if it ever does, call us.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe.
Good talking with you. Time for a few more plants that caught my eye at Sonoma Mission Gardens. The Royal Star Magnolia.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful plant. Striking.
That's one of the deciduous varieties of magnolia with a bigger, more showy blossom on it.
I really like that.
Yeah, they're nice.
I was thrilled to see that you had a good supply of interlochen grapes, my favorite green grape in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
And remember?
And a much better green seedless grape for Sonoma County than Thompson seedless is.
So if you learn nothing else on this show and you want a delicious green grape that does beautifully here, the interlochen, wouldn't you say, is one of the top ones?
Yep.
Okay. I was glad to see that. And I think, let me see, was that all my notes of things that I liked? Oh, there were so many other plants, but we can't get to all of them. No, interlochen, Royal Star Magnolia, flannel bush, which Dave doesn't really care for unless you got good drainage. And the beeches, which really knocked me out. The hydrangeas knocked me out. The daphnes. I talked to the goats when I was there. I looked at the birds when I was there. And some nice strawberry plants, some interesting strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
And the Toscana and the Tristan, which had good fruit.
There's a lot of the little framboise. The alpine strawberries and stuff. And a great selection of blueberries. And that's something that's really caught on in the last couple of years.
Blueberries.
Yeah,
a lot of people wanting to plant blueberries.
Yep.
And do you really need a kind of a shady area for the blueberries?
Ideally, a little bit of a cooler spot, and you want good acidity in your soil.
So you might have to... Do you start with taking a soil sample before you plant them? Would that be the best way?
No. I never do anyway. I'm not a big soil sample person. If you grow weeds, you can grow almost anything is my philosophy. And the big thing is if you're planting blueberries or something that wants some acid soil or some specialty type of soil, then add it. Find some old pine needles that are rotted or some oak leaves that are rotted or something of that nature and just be generous and turn it into the soil before you plant.
It's an easy amendment to find, isn't it?
Yep.
Good. We'll be right back. We have a few more minutes. If you want to get in with a question or comment for Dave Fazio or a quick email, do so now, 636-1350, or steve@ksro.com. Not sure when Dave will be back, so this is a golden opportunity to get in with a question or a comment.
The North Bay's home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders at 1350 FM 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the North Bay area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area.
This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the North Bay area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The North Bay area is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-280-4600. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-280-4600. That's 1-800-280-4600.
Every Friday, it's the Party on the Plaza music series at the Rohnert Park Farmers Market. This week, it's Second Line from 5:30 to 8.
Head on down to the battleground for the start of a second line.
Enjoy a certified farmer's market, food and craft booths, beer, wine, live music, and even a kids' area with jump houses and slides. It's all in City Center Plaza, just off the intersection of State Farm Drive and Rohnert Park Expressway. Organized by SMG Events in partnership with the City of Rohnert Park and sponsored by Hooters in Rohnert Park, offering 32 beers on tap, 25 flat screens with all the sports packages, happy hour all day Wednesdays, and Sundays from 5 till close. Home of the world famous Hooters girls and their nearly famous chicken wings. Try their blackened mahi-mahi sandwich or their Baja fish tacos, or maybe you're in the mood for a twisted Texas melt. That's Hooters Rohnert Park, locally owned and open 7 days a week. So join the Hooters girls and party on the plaza at the Rohnert Park Farmers Market Fridays, 5 to 8.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
I'll bet it's time to have the septic tank pumped. The neighbors had the same problem. They called Environmental Pump Services.
Problem solved.
No matter how hard you try to remember, no matter how close you think you've paid attention, it can still happen. A clogged toilet, a bathtub that's starting to back up, and a septic tank that needs to be serviced. Environmental Pump Services can get your water flowing again. EPS will get the job done quickly and thoroughly by a friendly service tech. They can even give you some maintenance tips. So don't get caught with your pants down and the paperwork not done. Call the Diamond Certified Pros at EPS at 707-775-5443. Get a free quote and schedule an appointment today at 707-775-5443. Senior discounts available. EPS is also looking to add another service tech, so give them a call today at 707-775-5443.
Well, I think we can squeeze in a couple more calls. Diane, you have a couple questions about blueberries. We've got about a minute or two. You're on with Dave. Hi.
Yeah, hi there. Can you give me the name of some good blueberry plants to buy? Because I'm growing blueberries. Some of them have really small blueberries and not very tasty. So what do you recommend? Because there's so many out there, different kinds, sharp, and I don't know. I just need the names of the best tasting and the biggest ones.
I mean, there's things like Georgia Blue. Sharp is usually a pretty good blueberry. And there's several. And the thing, too, is not only with the blueberries and the size, but it's also got to do with the bush and the time of the season that the blueberry ripens and everything. I would just go into you to wherever you shop, nursery-wise, and talk to them and see what they're recommending for your particular area and stuff. And they'll tell you whether it's got a big berry or a little berry or whatever.
I know you've got a lot of blueberries at Sonoma Mission Gardens. We know it's out there. Okay, Diane?
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much. And let's take a call from Maureen from Sebastopol. Maureen, welcome to Garden Talk live at KSRO, our final caller of the morning. Hi, Maureen.
Good morning. Good morning. I enjoy your program so much.
Thanks.
I want to ask about a potato vine plant or star jasmine to climb a trellis. What is your opinion?
Both of them will do it for you. The potato vine is going to be quicker than the star jasmine, and the potato vine would like more sunshine than the star jasmine.
I like the look of the star. The potato vine, you don't get much growth until you're up at about 2 feet tall. I don't like all that bare.
Over time, it will get a little barer on the bottom. Potato vine will bloom for a much longer period than star jasmine.
You're right.
But potato vine has no scent.
That's true, too.
And the jasmine's got that lovely smell to it.
Well, sounds like if I did both, one on one side of a trellis and one on the other, then they could possibly intertwine, and I'd get both.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, you're going to have to do a little bit of pruning because the potato vine is going to be a lot more vigorous than the star jasmine, but they would it would work like that for you.
Yeah, we had the star jasmine on the fence for like 35 years,
mm-hmm.
which protected the fence wonderfully, and so now we've taken everything down, and it was time to start over.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's your answer, Maureen.
Okay. I thank you so very much.
Our pleasure. And, of course, we could spend, if we had more time, talking about a lot of other vine choices. Mm-hmm. What's one other one she should consider?
Well, the pink jasmine is another one that's really nice as far as evergreen's concerned. There's honeysuckle, there's clematises, there's all kinds of things that are available, and it just depends on what...
What about a Carolina jessamine?
Oh, gelsemium.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carolina jasmine, the only thing is it's not... You know, a lot of people want to say jasmine, but it's not a jasmine, and it doesn't have the scent. But it's a nice, hardy, evergreen vine, full sun, blooms a bright golden yellow flower, and deer tolerant.
And deer tolerant. So put that one on your list too, Maureen. Dave, thanks a million.
My pleasure. It was good being here.
It was wonderful having you, and we'll look forward to seeing you again.
I hope so.
Coming up next, the KSRO Good Food Hour. This is KSRO Santa Rosa.
Celebrating 80 years, Sonoma County's News Talk 1350, FM 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO Santa Rosa.
A decade ago, the defense argued chief